This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
We are back on The Week in Philly. The SS United Stage, which had spent years docked off of Delaware Avenue, finally headed towards its final resting place off the coast of Florida. KYW's Justin Udo covered the ship's departure on Wednesday and joins us now. And Justin, first, just give us the backstory here. We've done several segments on the ship over the last year or so, but for those unfamiliar, kind of give us the background.
Well, Matt, the USS United States, it's a steamliner that has a lot of history, had a lot of technology, a lot of things that went into it at the time. This 990-foot boat, it had carried four U.S. presidents, ambassadors, heads of state, and was built by 3,100 men and women that worked on the ship. It had different pieces of it came from all the U.S. states, 48 at the time. And it ran all around the world and a lot of times went from the U.S. over to Europe. So it had a lot of history. It had a lot of technology and it was really just a major advancement for the time that when it was put into play.
But it had been sitting there for decades, right? Off of South Philadelphia?
Correct. For the last three decades, collecting rust, dilapidating, and kind of sitting there as an eyesore for the most part, because what are they going to do? It cost a lot of money if they were going to try to renew the ship. It cost a lot of money to move the ship. Everything cost a lot of money, and it just wasn't feasible. So it sat there for decades, grounded with an uncertain future.
So it left Wednesday. For me, as someone who, whenever I'd go down to the IKEA in South Philadelphia, you would just have this moment of, oh my God, that's a giant ship there. But it just became part of the landscape. It was surreal to see it actually out on the water. What was it like to see this happening?
When you go down to that IKEA or the Chick-fil-A down there on Columbus Boulevard, you kind of got used to seeing what looked like an old ghost ship and thinking that thing was going to be there forever. Mind you, I'm 39 years old and that thing was there for over 30 years. So for an overwhelming majority of my life, it's something you kind of get used to seeing when we'd come into Philadelphia. You'd see that ship sitting there. And so you wouldn't even think that it was possible for it to take another ride down the river and out to sea. So it was really kind of cool and surreal to see it undocked.
Now, the departure was Wednesday, and obviously this was a long time coming. It had been pushed off several times, and it actually had been pushed off from earlier this week, right?
Yes, the weather played a part in it being pushed off this week. But when it comes to it being pushed off for years, as we said, there was just with different sales and different things that fell through. But now it's found a forever home, and that forever home is going to be in the bottom of the ocean. To be exact, it'll be going down to Florida. It was purchased by Okaloosa County, and they're going to use it as part of a reef that's going to go out in Florida.
How long is the trip for the SS United States expected to take? I mean, it was wild to see it moving, but it was moving slowly. So how long is this going to take to get down to Florida?
So in that video, as you can see, there were three tugboats kind of pulling it out. Then it'll go down to two tugboats. And over the next 2 weeks, it's going to make that trek down to Florida. But it's also, I think, going to make a layover in Georgia. There's going to be cleaning of sorts to make sure that it is ready to be sunk at that time when it's in Georgia and then taken down to Florida. So about 14 days, 2 weeks total.
And you talked to someone from Okaloosa County down in Florida as far as what it will look like when it's all said and done?
That's absolutely right. I was able to talk to Jennifer Adams. She's the tourism director for Okaloosa County. And she says, you know, in the next 6 months to a year, that ship, once it's sunk, it's going to become part of that ecosystem where fish and barnacles and different things will attach to it.
To be here today, we've been really working hard to get her on her journey and bring her to her new destination. It's just exciting working with the Conservancy and all the partners. I know I'm going to cry. She's been in our plan for a number of years. We purchased her this fall working with the Conservancy. And then, of course, we've been working very closely with all of the other departments, the Coast Guard, anything environmental, the tug crew, to make sure it was as safe as possible. She'll be settled in about 180 feet of water.
There's 50 other pieces of men-made structures that are on this reef now. And this will be, like I said, about 20 miles out. It'll be a few hundred feet down. But she says the wildlife there, the turtles and different things will be able to interact with it. And not just that, she said a lot of divers down there are licking their lips to be able to hop off boats and go explore it in a new way.
It is wild that we finally got to this place. It feels like it's been talked about forever, but out on the open sea. Thanks so much, Justin. KYW's Justin Udo joining us. We will continue with The Week in Philly in just a couple of minutes. Please stay with us.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers, there's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.